السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. All Muslims. Secret relations with the Jewish entity show secular rulers and politicians are the enemy of Muslims and Islam. The New Age and other leading newspapers in Bangladesh published a report on January 11, 2023 that Bangladesh government secretly bought spyware and advanced surveillance tools last year from a company run by former commander of the intelligence technology unit of the illegal Jewish entity, quote-unquote, Israel. The hypocrite Hasina government has chosen to be a partner with those who are cursed by the Lord of the Worlds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who among the Muslims can collaborate with the staunch enemies of the Ummah for spying and torturing them except those who themselves bear deep hatred for the Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا.
You will surely find the most intense of the people in animosity towards the believers to be the Jews and those who associate partners with Allah. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 82. In January last year, these traitors had sent our naval forces to an international maritime exercise, IMX, in which quote-unquote Israel also joined for the first time. The head of the Crusaders, America, organized that drill as part of fostering ties between the Muslim countries and the illegitimate Jewish entity. It is obvious that the treacherous Hasina government wants to slowly normalize the relations with the occupying Jewish state to serve American geopolitics and protect its throne thereby. Indeed, this government is among the zalims, oppressors, who are earning Allah's wrath by going against His subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and making alliances with the Jews and the Christians.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum inna Allaha la yahdi al-qawma adh-dhalimin.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Indeed, Allah guides not the wrongdoing people. Zalimeen. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. Moreover, not only the current rulers are complicit in such treachery, the other secular opposition parties are also seen to be in touch with the leaders of occupying quote-unquote Israel. Previously, BNP Joint Secretary General Aslam Chowdhury's and recent former Dhaka University Central Students Union, DUCSU, Vice President and leader of Bangladesh Jono's Odhikar Parishad Nurul Haq Nur's controversial meetings with the senior politician named Mendi N. Safadi of the illegal Jewish entity have stirred up people's sentiments. Thus the traitors, secular rulers, and oppression party leaders deceive the Muslims by showing fake solidarity with the Muslims of Palestine while secretly befriending the invader of the blessed Aqsa Mosque. O Muslims, the crux of the secular politics and ruling system is benefit and expediency. In the secular realm, there is no space for normative Islamic beliefs like al-wala wal-bara, loving and hating for the sake of Allah. Loyalty to Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and believers, and the disassociation from the disbelieving enemies of the Muslims is replaced by absolute allegiance towards the Kafir colonialists in this Western hegemonic world order. The secular politicians and rulers of our lands born out of the womb of this world order are destined to preserve the interests of the colonialist powers. Their politics is not based on the caring guardianship of the Ummah and unification of its resources and strengths to liberate it from the shackles of the Kafir colonialists. Thus, betrayal, suppression, and tyranny are the core essence of their politics. So you must reject these treacherous secular rulers and their oppressive ruling system and strive to bring back the promised Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. The eminent Khilafah will account these traitorous agent rulers in this world before Allah Al-Qawi, Al-Azim, accounts them on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the fate of such traitors.
لكل غادر لواء يوم القيامة يرفع له بقدر غدره ألا ولا غادر أعظم غدرا من أمير عام.
Every traitor will have a flag on the Day of Judgment to identify them according to the amount of treachery. There is no traitor of greater treachery than the leader of the people, Muslim and Bukhari. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.